Greetings from Camp Courageous. This is Craig Stamler bringing you this week's update. For those who may be new listeners, Camp Courageous is a year-round recreational, respite, and travel program for individuals with disabilities. We proudly operate without government support, without formal sponsorship, and without anyone being paid to raise money for the camp. And we never turn away a camper because of finances. What that means is simple and powerful. Everything that is donated, whether it's time, materials, or money, goes directly to benefit the campers. And that mission has been changing lives for more than five decades. But here is something important to understand about camp. The only way we are able to continue this life-changing work is through the support of people just like you. Through volunteers, through partners, through communities who believe that individuals with disabilities deserve incredible experiences, dignity, and opportunity. And the good news is, becoming a partner with Camp Courageous is easier than most people think. Some people volunteer their time, some donate supplies or materials, some businesses support events, others support the camp financially. There are many ways to help, and every single one of them matters. So thank you to the thousands of people over the years who have supported Camp Courageous. This past week, we hosted our annual Family Fun Day. And let me tell you, there's nothing quite like seeing a family step onto camp for the very first time. Parents walked alongside their campers, exploring everything Camp Courageous has to offer. From the zip line to the train, arts and crafts to bowling, visiting the animals, and even just enjoying some good old-fashioned yard games. Just a whole lot of joy in one place. Families had the opportunity to meet our incredible team, from nursing to dietary to our program staff, and hear firsthand from other parents who have already experienced the life-changing impact of camp. We also had some incredible partners join us. Our therapy dog volunteers were there, but we also welcomed a very special first-time guest from the national organization Music Speaks. Danae brought not just musical talent, but a gift, using musical therapy to connect with campers and caregivers in a way that was truly powerful. You could see it in their faces, moments of calm, joy, and connection. And here's the best part. By the end of the day, many families who had never been to Camp Courageous before had already registered their loved ones for a full week of camp this summer. And that's what happens when people experience camp. They feel it. And I'll tell you this, I had some wonderful conversations with families that day, and almost every one of them said the same thing. I had no idea it was like this. We really enjoy showing camp to anyone for the first time, because everyone who visits is surprised. Our travel program also had a fantastic outing, taking 35 campers to Cedar Rapids Theater for a live performance of The Little Mermaid, the story of a mermaid named Ariel who follows her heart to overcome barriers. And if you've ever been around our campers at a live show, you know that's not just a trip, that's an experience. Singing along, cheering, fully immersed, it is pure joy. We also had an outstanding group of volunteers from the Iowa Central Swim Team come all the way from Fort Dodge. They jumped right in, helping with parking, mini golf, and the zip line, wherever they were needed. Then they rolled up their sleeves and took on a service project, helping clean up around our grounds. After that, well, a little exploring and even a little late night pickleball. That's the kind of group we love. Hardworking, energetic, and just good people. Thank you to Coach Jody and her team. Now it's time for this week's Courageous Spotlight, and this week we're recognizing Elizabeth Daufeld, or Liz, our respite director. Liz first discovered Camp Courageous at a career fair while attending Iowa State University. She started as a counselor just two summers ago, and now she's leading our respite program. What I love about Liz is her heart for helping individuals express who they are in creative ways, encouraging them to try new things, step outside their comfort zone, and realize they're capable of more than they ever imagined. In her free time, Liz enjoys building Legos, spending time outdoors, watching movies, exploring new places. And here's a good one. If she could master any skill, she says it would be becoming fluent in American Sign Language. And a fun fact, her younger siblings are triplets. Liz, we're grateful for you and the impact you're making here at Camp Courageous. We also want to congratulate Garrett Smith on achieving the rank of Eagle Scout. Garrett completed a project right here at camp, transforming an overgrown flower garden into a beautiful, welcoming space for our campers. He created something that will be enjoyed for years to come. Garrett, thank you for your hard work, and thank you to longtime volunteer Rita Wolf for guiding the project. I had a chance to make a stop out at the Manchester Garage Sale this week, and folks, if you haven't been yet, you better get there. From the travel display to the wedding setup to the antique toy collection, there's something for everyone, and items are moving fast. And behind it all, volunteers, dedicated, hardworking people who give their time and energy to support this mission. We are incredibly grateful for each and every one of them. Now, let me share a few things coming up here at camp. The annual omelet breakfast is Sunday, April 26th from 8 a.m. to noon. You can come out, enjoy a made-to-order omelet, take a tour, and experience the beauty of Camp Courageous for yourself. Then on April 30th, the Tri-State Raceway in Earlville is hosting a special preview of the Midwest Pride in Your Ride event, and Camp Courageous campers get exclusive access. Then on May 17th, one of our favorites, Cruisin' for Camp Courageous, with over 400 cars and trucks on display. As we wrap up today, I want to leave you with this. For over 50 years, Camp Courageous has been serving individuals with disabilities and their families and caregivers. And none of it would be possible without the thousands of partners and volunteers who have stood behind this mission. But we're not done. Camp is still growing, and we're just getting started on the next 50 years. And to get there, we need more people. More partners, more volunteers, more folks who want to make a genuine impact. And there are so many ways to get involved. So I'd encourage you to take that step. Give us a call, visit campcourageous.org, or better yet, come out to the omelet breakfast. I'd love the opportunity to meet you, shake your hand, and show you this incredible place. Because once you see Camp Courageous, you understand exactly why it matters.